Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. You know it is Musical Monday around here, honey. Listen, it is Mad Monday, baby. Listen, honey, let me tell you something. I had to pull out my chalkboard on today. You know, I had to really get into teacher mode on today because I don't know what is going on around here. I told my students to get me a piece of chalk, and they had to go to the board and write on the board, it is Musical Monday, Musical Monday, Musical Monday. You know what I'm saying. Listen, they only get in the party mood and the music mood Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I told them, I said, you know what? We cannot have that. We've got to be up and running on Mondays as well. So listen, people, I had to get out my chalkboard, and I had to tell these people, get up there and write on that board. You know, I am telling you, I remember when I was a kid, and the teacher told us, get up to the chalkboard, put this on the board 50 times. So listen. It is Monday. We're going to have a damn good time, okay? So listen, it is August the 8th, 2022. 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe. Kenya do have members in East and West Africa. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum, GumpaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. We do have two different gumbo rum flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold, one infused with natural coconut, which is gumbo silver, baby. Listen. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, thank God for pay raises. I'm telling you, thank God for pay raises. Me and Steve finally worked it out. Thank God I get to own the studio and he gets all the liquor and the drinks. So listen. I can get my drinks in good time somewhere else. So listen, we got that all squared away, people. Listen. This is a special musical salute. Listen, y'all know I like to entertain. So listen, people that listen to the network, they already know it's going to be turned up on 10 every single day, people. Listen, independent artist salute for Happy Cremonigans. Yes. And independent artist Angelica. Y'all already know. People is listening to the music. Where? Tell me, people, where are they listening? Tell me. Come on here. Yes. People all over the world is listening to the music. People all over the world. Listen, I got to break into my show. There's some breaking news. Listen. You guys know I also let you guys know what is going on in the Windy City. Listen here. Listen what came across my screen. Listen, guys, sit down. Stop dancing. Listen, 3 minutes ago, you didn't even want to get up and dance. So listen, sit down now. There's breaking news that's going on in the Windy City. Listen, you guys, you will not believe what is going on here. Just about an hour ago, just came across my screen. Red Line homicide suspect captured on camera. Can you believe this? It is freaking crazy around here. Listen, this is the CTA, Chicago Transit Authority. They have a video. Oh, yes, there's a video. They captured it on camera. I am telling you, Homicide suspect captured on camera. Oh, my God. This is like, it's in big letters here. CTA Redline murder captured on camera. This is crazy. This is banana nuts. Listen, let me tell you something. This is why I have this show, Red. I'm telling you, listen, this is why I have this show, Fierce Man Network, because I like to have fun. I like to keep the joy bells going. I like to keep the joy bells going 12 months every month, 12 months a year. Listen, let me tell you something. I got some really great music. So, listen, I'm going to kick this off with 860. Miles. This is a great song, 860 Miles, and it is by composer Angelica. Take a listen. Angelica Nordon, 860.
Caught me by surprise, your strong web of desires. Vulnerable, you may be tired, I found out you're a liar.
Listen, 860 Miles. That is by the artist Angelica Nordon. You got to visit her website. Visit her website. Let me tell you, she's doing a really great thing. When you purchase an item off of her website, she gives a donation to a women's shelter. So listen, it's Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A. Last name is N-A-R-D-O-N-E. AngelicaNodon.com. Visit the site. There's really nice pieces on her site. And when you make a purchase from one of the items, she do make a donation to a woman's shelter. And that is just wonderful. And on the song, 860 Miles, she is the composer, and she wrote the lyrics on this particular piece of music. Wonderful job. Great music, composing, and writing the lyrics. I love that song. Awesome. It's just wonderful. Let me tell you something. I got another group here, the Happy Chromonigans. Oh, my God. You know, it's one thing about creative people. This is the honest God truth. Listen, let me tell you something. I got a great song that I'm going to play by Happy Chromonigans. People that's creative, and the only people that can really understand and appreciate this gift is people that is artists, musicians, comedians. They understand how it goes. Listen, when you hear something, when someone is in entertainment and in the arts, and you just got that thing, just got that gift. When you hear something like a name, the Happy Chromonigans, you know, my brain right away wrote a story. My brain right away just wrote a story from beginning to ending. And I'm like, oh, my God, this would make the best cartoon. This name, it's like, oh, Jesus. And, you know, my professors, when I was an undergrad at Columbia, I used to freak them out. It was just so amazing. I was just, like, freaking them out. You know, I was an adult returning student. And so I could do that, like, in just 2 seconds. It's not God. It's a gift that God gives you. And so it doesn't really get me excited because I know it's God. It's something that God gives you. And so the professor would really freak out every single time we do different exercises in class, and they give us a word, and they say, this person write this story, this person do this. And every time it would get to me, I would do kind of the opposite thing. I would do my part, do the story. When it comes back around, I start a new story. I just couldn't help it. I start a new story and give them the end of the story. And the professor would sit there with his, I could just see him right now. He sit there with his leg crossed, and he'd say, you know, Adrian, I just don't understand how it is you can do that. How is it you can do that? And so sometimes, but they don't understand the gift of when you can visualize in your mind. It's just like you see it sitting right in front of you. And so sometimes they would give a word, and we'd go around the room, and whatever I see, I would see a bear with honey in his hand, and I'd go and start writing the story. And he'd just look at me with his head tilted to the side like, this is just phenomenal, just amazing. And he'd say to me, well, what is the bear doing? I'd say, the bear is climbing up on the dress, and we're going to go on and on and on and on. So listen, the reason why I said all that is because the name Happy Chromonigans, I could write the funniest cartoon ever with that. I just love that. Listen, and this group is so amazing. I'm going to play their song, Jack Russell. Jack Russell, right, guys? Jack Russell. It makes me think of a little dog. But anyway, listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you their bio and their backstory. They're a group of studio musicians founded by Dave Hamilton. The band released their first album, Meant to Be, in December 2017. The Happy Chromonigans won a 2020 Best Song for the Music Award for Second Chances in Folk Americana category. I'm going to play a song, too. Not today, but I'm going to play Jack Russell on today. Listen, let me tell you something. So the band finished in second place at the 2021 WAM Awards with I Know How You Feel. I'm going to play that, too, but not today, y'all. Hold on. I know it's exciting. Not today. Sit down. Listen. Okay, let me tell you something. So the band is continuing to work with their producer, Mark, and Bob Sager Band. So listen. In the second album at this time, the band has featured great musicians such as Billy Cox. Billy Cox, you guys, listen, let me tell you. So, and also Jim Moose Brown and Todd Glass. So they've worked with a lot of different individuals. So now we're going to get down with a funky beat. The name of the song, once again, is Jack Russell. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're going to have a blast. This is Jack Russell.
Old Jack Russell was a real cruel dude, nothing in the world that he wouldn't do. When it came to business, he was very shrewd. Old Jack Russell knew what to do, he knew just what to do. Always kept a gun right by his side, didn't care if you were wanted dead or alive. Ready to cut you down to size, old Jack Russell ready to rise, cause he knew what he had. One day Jack came into town, looking for a cat named Slim Jim Brown. Knew right away what was going on. what I had to do. Slim Jim Brown was at the inn, sitting on a stool drinking red-eyed gin. Looked at me when I came on in. You know who's coming, look out Jim. And he knew what he had to do. She had to do. So Jack had one thing on his mind. Never saw Slim sneaking up behind. Slim was drunk, but his aim was true. Shot old Jack through and through, 'cause he knew what he had to do. Old Jack Russell is no more, just the subject of folklore. Pay attention to his fate, and you won't end up someone's bait. And they knew what they had to do, 'cause they knew what they had to do.
You know, it does. It doesn't. Listen, wake up, engineers. I know y'all happy, but wake up back there. It doesn't get any better than that. Jack Russell. And once again, the name of the artist is independent artist Happy Cremonigans. Oh, my God, Jack Russell. I love that song. Didn't y'all just love that? Listen, I know they loved it because, listen, they're over in the green room. Listen here now. We got glasses back here, so I can look back there and I can see what they're doing. They are over there cutting a jig to Jack Russell. Listen, they're cutting a jig, and we have the prop room, so they get the banjo out like they're playing the banjo, and they're just doing their thing. Listen, this song, Jack Russell, it took me back. This is why I love music. This song, Jack Russell, reminds me of bluegrass music. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Zydeco, and it really reminds me of Happy Days. Remember sometimes they would play those songs in Happy Days, Andy Griffith. So listen, this song is really brings about really nostalgic feelings, you know. And I used to really love Andy Griffith. You know how Andy Griffith would sing those different songs. Listen, this one episode where, what was it, Aunt B, where one of the guy's name that was really digging on Aunt B, and he was wanted to marry Aunt B. And so, whoops, I can't think of the family name, but they were like mountain people. So let me tell you. So Aunt B cooked this really nice meal on this one particular episode on Andy Griffin. And they were singing a song. Andy and a little Opie was singing a song. And Aunt B was like, I can't do anything. And she gets up and does a poem. And so the guy gets up and he wants to propose to Aunt B. So listen, Jack Russell just took me back to that particular scene, that particular episode on Andy Griffin. I used to love the songs they sang, and everything's just wonderful. So listen, I like that song, Jack Russell. It's a very happy song, very happy song. But listen, you guys, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast around here. I am so excited and happy for the group Happy Cremonigans, because I'm going to have a blast. It's going to be a special musical salute for this particular band, and I'm telling you, they got some good stuff. You're going to hear some good music. Listen, I am going to pop some popcorn, and I'm going to break out the beer. But, you know, matter of fact, you guys, forget the beer. Let me tell you something. Get that. What do you call that stuff here? Yeah, make sure you break out the muscadine wine. Yeah. Get that stuff, too. Listen, so we're going to have a sloppy good time around here. Now, listen, come back tomorrow. You're going to hear some more great music from Happy Cremonigans. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a blast. Let me tell you, I got to get on up out of here before they cut the lights out on me. in the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.